back to the Jason Marcus Baby. 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. While I'm pumped up today, I should take a second to give a special thanks to one of the newest members of the team. That would be Kentuckiana Pump Sales. For every home, building, business, or municipality that all rely on the movement these pumps provide. The moment you need a water or sewage pump, you should be thinking Kentuckiana Pump Sales. They're like first responders or essential personnel. Over 35 years of experience, best service, fairest possible price, and it's right over in Jeffersonville, Indiana. People, go see Harold or go see Mark. They'll find out exactly. And I do mean exactly what you need. Utility, sump, effluent, grinder, sewage, anything you need. 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana, of course. Or give them a call, 812-725-9217. Or simply visit KentuckianaPumps.com.
Well, so it is Friday, so I want to remind everybody.
Pizza Day!
Shout out to George and the Baranos team. Bring about lunch to the ESPN Louisville studios. Celebrating 46 years in Louisville. Yeah, it's that good. Baranos Pizza.
Bring an extra box, Phil.
Hey, another big shout out to, man, to Derby City Gaming.
Yes.
I can't wait to get back up there, man.
That was a great.
I will start going there more. And you didn't even go downstairs, did you?
I did not go downstairs.
Oh, Marcus. It is amazing.
Stacey Broadway was
she
big
was
on,
so
big
right.
Shout out to Stacey Broadway.
And the room she's talking about where you're outside but you don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't. I was like, okay, what? And then when I went down there, I'm like, oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would have no idea. Yeah, it's amazing. It was incredible down there. That's where. And they got a little gaming floor down there, but I could see Steve and Marcus and some friends hanging out down there.
And Phil, if you want to do work, extend a partnership a little better.
Oh, yeah.
We'd be more than happy to
swing over there a few, once a month or twice or something.
Food was good, too.
Food was really good.
Yeah. Food was good.
Food was good. Good service.
Good chicken tendies. I got some chicken tendies.
You had to try the new spot with the chicken tendies. And I had a club. It was awesome.
Was it?
Yes.
I'll tell you what.
I had the club, too. It was awesome. The club was fantastic.
The breakfast sandwich that Phil got looked
that's what he got.
Fantastic. A biscuit got it, and then Phil was like, yeah, I want that. It was good looking, man. I had fun.
Can I give a couple shout-outs?
Of sure. course you can.
If you don't mind.
It's a perfect day.
I hope I remember her name, but we were bowling last night. It was the league finale last night, and we won 3 out of 4.
How about that?
Good team. One of the kids on the team is actually a PBA bowler. He was fun to watch, man.
I don't believe that.
He's like making like a he's like a junior PBA.
You're gonna tell me you and the family beat a bunch of pro bowlers?
Well, because it's based off handicap and stuff, so he got like no pin spotted, and I got like 150. So yeah, but he was fantastic, man. He was really good. He was fun to watch. But Sally Snip, massive U of L fan, massive 93.9 fan, and massive Middays with Marcus Maven fan.
That's awesome.
So I promised her I'd give her a shout out because she's probably listening right now.
I was going to get mad at you for talking bowling.
Sally Snip was there. And she was.
You catered to my ego.
We were all watching the UK Oakland game, and she was rather excited, and I was not moving from my spot. I had to hold my bowling shoes the entire time because I, you know, believe in superstition just like Steve. But she was very nice, and so I wanted to give her a shout out. And also, Daryl from Nolan Lake, he called earlier. He was giving me some allergy tips, but before I was able to get him on, I accidentally hung up on him. So if he's listening, just know that was not personal.
Yeah,
it was the phones were ringing, and I hit the wrong button, so I disconnected you. So by all means, call back.
These numbers seem really close together, so we'll just hit Sandman first. Sandman, yeah, thanks works. For joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Good morning, Washington! How you doing, BBN? That's right, gentlemen, long-time listener, first-time caller. I live in Lexington. I have for over 22 years, and this is a fantastic day today. Let me tell you, as a Cards fan, a diehard Cards fan, me and my fellow friends, Tate, Jeff, Donnie, we have to put up with this stuff all the time. So, yes, Big Blue Nation, no, Louisville did not beat you last night, but it still feels like a win to us, and we're going to celebrate it as such. Happy KCD Day, ladies and gentlemen. give a quick shout out, if you don't mind, to the West Louisville Sportsman's Club. God bless you guys. Red, Mickey, Chris, Tobias, let's go on another football trip. Much love. Appreciate you guys. And if anybody at the West Louisville Sportsman's Club is trying to figure out who I am, I'm the white guy. Peace out. Love you guys. All my best.
Appreciate the call,
thank
sir,
you,
man.
Thank you, man, for calling in. We appreciate that.
He has to live in it every day for 22 years.
Yeah.
In Lexington.
It makes a year feel like a long time. A season takes a little longer.
Golly.
Enemy territory.
No, y'all didn't. I'm going to say, UK fans, just 1 second. No, y'all didn't go out there and get busted on Thursday on opening day.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
Steve.
I can't believe that I can.
Did they go out and get worked? They got worked.
Yeah.
They worked.
They were down the whole game. It wasn't like it was a back and forth type game. They may have gotten a lead. I think they had a lead early, you know, something. But, it was pretty much Oakland the whole game.
Steve, simple execution. Low post. Listen, getting good angles on post feed. Good angles on post feeds.
Yep.
Giving the guy a target. Staying low. Did you see the way they were moving Kentucky players around underneath that basket?
Oh, yeah.
Just getting their butt down and just, here, young fella, I'm gonna take you for a ride, rodeo ride. The one charge he got when the Kentucky player flopped.
Yeah.
I'm like, that was going to be your only answer because they were going to big boy all y'all at all positions.
Like you say, when he flopped, it's like we just refused to believe they committed a foul all game. We're just like, yeah, I mean, obviously, you know,
obviously
that wasn't a charge.
No, listen, they avoided charges most of the game by getting lower.
Yeah.
You know, just playing lower. It's like, it's awesome. This is seniors. You know what I'm saying? It's,
absolutely.
That's what it should look like. UK Vince, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call. Marcus, I don't know what to say. I've been watching Kentucky basketball, been a fan of Kentucky basketball since Dirk Minifield, Cal Macy. You were talking 42 years. Mm. I've never been more disheartened with my team than now. Not one time. I mean, even on probation, Ricky P came in there and at least gave us a reason to believe. We're stuck in this perpetual Groundhog Day of bringing in these young guys, hearing about how young they are. I got the youngest team in America. It's about the players. We're built for March, and we can't get out of the first round of the freaking NCAA tournament. Tubby Smith went 8 years without a Final Four at Kentucky, and he was driven out of there. Okay, with pitchforks. Calipari is 2-6, and I think in his last 8 tournament appearances, including the SEC tournament and the NCAA tournament, we can't win the freaking SEC. We can't get out of the first round. We're losing to Robert Morris's, St. Peter's.
How much of that was Oakland? Was Kentucky, or how much of that was Oakland?
Golkey played his butt off. Okay, he played his butt off. But when you have 7 potential NBA picks on your team and a so-called Hall of Fame coach, you should be able to overcome that. They went in there with a simple game plan. They stuck to their game plan, did what their coach told them to do. The coach told the media what Kentucky's weakness was, told them what he was going to do. His players executed. And like Steve said, they basically led the entire game. This entire game was Kentucky struggling just to stay within shooting distance of them. I don't know what to say, Marcus. Whatever I say, you're going to say I'm trying to spin it some way. But I'm being 100% honest. I don't have any – because here's the thing. Calipari's not going anywhere. You're not going to buy out 33. You're not going to hand this guy $33 million. You're not going to do it. It's not going to happen. Everybody needs to quit talking about it. He will be there next year with a recruiting class that isn't near as talented as the one that he had this year. And we'll hear the same. Rinse and repeat this exact year. Rinse and repeat it, and we'll be having the same conversation next year. I'm sick. I don't know what to say. Don't know what to do. I'm embarrassed. Louisville fans, I will listen to it all day today because as a team, we deserve it. We deserve it. Calipari deserves it. The Kentucky basketball team deserves it. BBN deserves it for the way that they constantly run their mouths about a team that's we're a blue blood, sure, but how far are you going to go back to where we're even relevant? We haven't even been relevant on the national championship, you know, NCAA scene in what 10 years? It's ridiculous. I'm sick. I don't know what to say. Don't know what to do. Just embarrassed.
Well, UK Vince, I appreciate the call. I'm glad you got a little vent session out. We all need those sometimes. You know what they didn't have either, Steve?
What's that?
Who's y'all defensive dog? Don't y'all gotta let me... That's how look.
I don't know. Didn't Strebel tweet in December? I saw Locke tweeted today that Kentucky had dogs now.
who's your Anthony Davis to say I'm not going to win? We're not going to lose.
Yeah, come on. We're not going to lose this game. This is have a minute of your time. Just a quick minute of your time.
Here's Golke again, putting up a three and hitting. Looking for a foul as well. Great ball movement on that possession. Golke, here he is again, putting up a three.
He was unconscious.
Here's Golke. That's a deep three. It's gone. Should not help.
This is the one right here.
Let them drive. Let them do what
they want. This is brutal.
Just stay on him. Face guard him. Go and help. Now there's a good switch by Wagner. Here he is again. Oh,
is that the one where we saw the referees?
No, that was another one. That was one where he shot it from crazy deep. Nicky, and the ref
did you see the video where the referee looked like he was cheering for the
oh, kid? I didn't see that. I did not see that. Oh, man.
See, Nicky, if I would have been a Kentucky fan and I saw that referee laughing, I'd have been like...
They were out for us.
Yeah, my conspiracy would have started right there.
We do got look, KCD's going on all day, so we're going to keep talking about that. We got more texts and calls we're going to get to. Are you going to lock into Florida Atlantic here in a few?
Yeah, I'm going to set it up to record when I get home.
Yeah.
Make sure.
I think I am going to lock in. I mean, you know, nothing's for sure until it's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like that, but yeah, I'm definitely going to lock in.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch it and record it so I can go back and watch it. I want to watch his.
You want him to win?
Yeah,
I do too. I think I'm rooting for him. You know, we can wait.
Yeah, it's like just don't go to Final Four.
Yeah, I really don't need. Maybe if you want to beat UConn, but I don't know. I'd rather you just come on. I'd rather you just give UConn a good game. They're better than you.
Whoop up on Western or Northwestern and then get busted.
Yeah, then we'll move on.
Everybody's happy. Who do we got up next?
Chris.
Chris, fire away, my man.
Hey, fellas, how's it going today?
Good.
Hey, just real quick, I was telling Nick, I listen to y'all every day, but I had to tell you I didn't listen to y'all today at 10 o'clock. I had to listen to the AM channel with the little initials MJ as the host.
I understand.
And let me tell you, boys, the world might have stopped spinning. I don't know for sure. But those guys are it's something else to listen to, man. I've got a lot of UK fans, or friends that are big UK fans and all that stuff, and they're not too bad. But you know, there's a reason why a lot of UK fans get the nickname of what a lot of people call them. But it's just to hear them guys say, "I packed for 3 weeks, now I got to turn right back around and go back home. This is unfair. You know, Cal's got to go," and then of course, you know. They're saying that, and like some of the other callers were saying earlier on your all show, you know, he's not going anywhere unless he decides he's going to go somewhere. You know, it's the old saying, don't, you know, watch what you wish for, because guess what? They're going to have to lay in his bed until he decides to leave now.
Mm-hmm. No, listen, Chris, appreciate the call, man. You're 100% right. I mean, unless he agrees, and he might. He might be like, dude, I'm ready to get out of this place.
I'm tired of dealing with y'all.
Yeah, like, but I also understand fans. Around here, if Louisville's a 3 seed, I'm packing for one day. I'm going for the weekend. Now, you might lose in the second round. I'm going to be pissed, but I'm a 3 seed. I'm playing 2 games.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, fans around here aren't stupid. Like, they're like, man, up and coming last year even. You lose, you're a 6 seed, you lose to Jerome Tang, he's a 3 seed, it was a good game. Yeah, Steve and Marcus are going to laugh at you, but dang it, you know, like, all right, it happens. Like, but, man, these are getting a little, but when they pile on.
Not Oakland.
Yeah, when they pile on, and the year before it was St. Peter's. It's like, okay, dude, come on, man. It's getting ridiculous. Yeah, no, I agree. Keep it rolling. We got Tori. So it is Tori. Welcome in, man. What's up?
Hey, Steve. Marcus, thanks for taking my call. This is Christmas in March. I mean, there's nothing like KCD. KCD is Christmas in March. We gotta give great respect to Frank Kaminsky, Shabazz Napier, oof, Doug Edert, and now add to the list our boy Golkey.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, you can't make this stuff up. Do you realize that these four players have sent at least 45 to 50 first round draft picks home crying? That is unbelievable. And Calipari is, I mean, the man can recruit like no other, but I'm telling you, he's the most overrated coach that I've ever seen in my life.
Don't you do that, Tori. He's a saint. He's Saint Cal.
Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Appreciate the call.
If you're Josh Hurd, you make a phone call?
Cal.
And what'd you want him?
Cal. You know, the recycle has worked here before. Yeah, because I think we'd be able to get him over the hump.
I will say this. I don't really – I really mean this. I'd rather take a shot with, like, an up-and-comer like May, like right now. But if he came here – and what if he came here and won? Like, we're making deep tournament runs. They would be like, oh, my God, eat it.
It wouldn't be. Yeah, it wouldn't be called LCD for sure.
Yeah, but no. Yeah, I'm.
Who do you got up next?
I'm good myself. Thank you,
Brian. Thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, Brian.
This is not Brian. It's Elmer. I wanted to come on and celebrate KCD with you.
It's pretty incredible.
Thanks.
Appreciate the call, Elmo. Cardinal Cam,
take him credit. Hey, it was a good try. It was a good try.
Fire away.
What a great day, fellas.
I love how we go from Elmo to Cardinal Cam.
He's just like, I needed that.
Yeah, I tried my hardest to call into that radio station last night. I don't know if they got my number blocked or what's going on. But, I mean, I tried for an hour trying to call into that radio show just so I could laugh. I just wanted them to hear my chuckle and my joy. It seems like Kentucky fans are so worried about what our coach was doing and how we were treating somebody that only won 12 games in 2 years. Well, he's available now. So if y'all want to do a little switch up, go right ahead and see how that goes. So I'm gonna enjoy my KCD. I'm gonna watch this Florida Atlanta game or whoever might be a coach at Louisville and just see who I'm picking. So it's a good day for me. It's gonna be a great tournament. I'm glad that the tournament starts today.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
And, I might be looking on Amazon for an Oakland shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good one.
Yeah, appreciate the call.
Appreciate it, man.
My high school point guard was on the team that the other Florida Atlantic team that went on the major deep run.
Oh, okay.
Back in the day. So, you know, he follows them closely.
Yeah.
And let's just say I'm going to have extensive research.
Yeah.
extensive notes on our guy. Jeff, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, Jeff.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I don't know which one of y'all said it, but the other one needs to reach across the table and smack the other one upside the head.
I love it.
Hell no. Josh Hurd does not need to call Cal for anything. Never, ever. I don't know who said it, but you need to wake up, get smacked in the head real quick, and be like, oh, I don't know why I said that. I was a little crazy. But no.
I love
it. We went there once, not doing that again. Well, we went there twice, not doing it again.
I get it, man. No, totally understand. Totally understand that. Good stuff, man. Yeah, appreciate the call. You want to keep Nicky on track?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Should. Yep. Last commercial break. 93.9 The Real. Happy KCD.
Hey, folks. Happy KCD to all those who observe tomorrow. National Chip and Dip Day. To all those who observe that, definitely dip into National Chip and Dip Day at Twin Peaks. Celebrate with one of our fan favorites, the Triple Play, featuring house-made avocado smash, fire-roasted salsa, and chipotle queso served with warm tortilla chips. The best part, just $5 all day with a valid purchase, available at participating locations only. Get to your favorite lodge for more details. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Before we get to the phone lines, let me take a second to remind everybody, your home is your fortress, and your first line of defense is your roof. So if your roof is under attack by either Mother Nature or Father Time, you should be calling Citadel Roofing and Construction. Citadel Roofing and Construction is locally owned and operated. We'll provide free inspections, estimates, and of course, they'll work with your insurance. Did I also mention their A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau? Let Citadel Roofing and Construction protect the roof that protects you by calling 502-219-7964 today. Really quick, before we get to the phone lines.
The era of taking these young freshmen and trying to play against older players is over. I think he did a phenomenal job with these guys all year, getting them to be as successful as they were. You can see they're playing against grown men. The guys on Kentucky will be far better pros than any of these guys on Oakland or any of these guys in the tournament, but they're not as good college basketball players. It's at this point in their career, they're not as disciplined yet as the guys from Oakland. And it's not Cal's fault. It's they're 18 years old, and they're in this era where everyone's telling them how great they are. Just show up in college, and you're going to win. It doesn't happen that way. And the more the guys stay in college because of NIL, it's going to be tougher for young teams like this to be successful.
Golkey, 24 years old.
Yeah, I mean,
Is Cal going to adapt?
No. No. He's got one way he can win.
It's called AD. David, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, David.
Yeah, guys, good talking to you all, and it is a great day to be a Cardinal. I don't know if you all talked about this or not. I'm actually running my delivery route, but did you all see where Matt Jones did his post-game show last night?
I did not.
I did not.
The Oakland team hotel. So while he's doing his post-game show, all the Oakland fans and players are cheering in the lobby as the fans walk in, as the players walk in. That had to be the most ironic thing I've ever seen in my life.
That's pretty awesome.
It was amazing because you're sitting – I listened to that this morning just so I could hear what was going on. And honestly, it was the best thing ever, listening to all their fans cheer while he's sitting there in a UK. You know he's got all UK on, and he's sitting there doing that.
Oh, wow. No, David, we didn't hear that. I appreciate the call. Yeah, no.
If anybody gets a chance, just take a listen on podcast because it's some of the best radio you'll ever listen to.
For sure, man. No, appreciate the call.
Appreciate it. Yeah, yeah. That's pretty funny. I cannot believe they went out and got busted by Oakland, Steve, on Thursday, on opening Thursday.
Well, I'm glad they did. I'm glad they did. Because, like I said, today I can kick my feet up.
You like that part or the turmoil that it's causing now?
Both. I enjoy both. Yeah, I enjoy all of it. Just the whole thing. And like I said, now I get to kick my feet up today. I'm going to watch Dusty May. I'm going to watch Jeff Walls and the women's team. I'm going to get up in the morning. I'm going to go watch Jeff Brom and my football team.
What time to start?
I couldn't find it. Yeah. Sorry.
You couldn't find a start time.
You couldn't find any.
No, I meant to. Thanks for reminding me. I meant to text McGavick because I know he knows.
Would it be a post on gocards.com?
I mean,
let's see. I'm going to text him, Matt. Hey, buddy. Hope you're well.
In this day and age, if we can't find that out, then there's problems.
Yeah, I feel like this is something we should be able to find fairly easy. Like, just go to...
Yeah, I think we should actually prepare today and knew that before we start. I mean, KCD did... It did take over, though.
Yeah, right?
KCD did take over, so you just have to own it. Yeah, I'm watching the block.
Yeah, so I mean that's gonna be the plan for me, man. Yeah, I'm gonna enjoy some ball. Go up to Buffalo Wild Wings tonight. I'll be there for a little while and then I'm gonna come home. Listen, it's 9:45. Yeah,
there we go.
But yeah, man, it's I'm gonna wake up in the morning. Listen, Xavier's staying at my mother-in-law's tonight, so I'm gonna go home. I have the bed to myself tonight. I'm gonna lay there, get a good night's sleep, wake up, go watch some
you get
spring
it real,
ball tomorrow.
Get it real cold in there. Mm. Get a real cozy.
Oh yeah.
CeCe, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Happy KCD.
Happy KCD. a shout out to the Louisville baseball team. They fell on the sword. They took a 16-7 beat down last night just so we could enjoy a KCD.
Thank you for your sacrifice, Dan.
I want to ask you guys something.
Listen.
Do we need to start rating the KCDs since they're so plentiful? We've got two K-State KCDs. We've got a couple of Alabamas, a couple of South Carolinas, the St. Peter's.
Listen, I will say we're building up a heck of a collection, aren't we? I mean, my gosh. Yeah, we are building up. We are building up one heck of a collection. There is no doubt about that, man. Gosh, we could have. I CeCe, I appreciate the call, man. I do agree. We can almost start tiering them now. Like, well, there was KCD, you know, and then there was KCD, you know, there was a middle KCD.
Let me ask you this. Does it matter how good the team is that determines the KCD?
I think so.
Or does it matter the road that they have?
It's probably the road. I don't know, because I don't think anybody really thought this team could win the national championship. Like, I mean, of course, the tournament's always scary because you never know. But I don't think a bunch of people were that afraid of Kentucky winning the title this year.
Who do we got up?
Nate.
Nate, fire away, my man.
Everybody loves KCD, but my KCD just got a little sweeter because I hear the familiar cha-ching from my Venmo app and then a text from Diener saying, hey, halftime score, UK Oakland, you won the square.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you, player.
He said, pay me my money.
Congratulations. Yeah, that was fair.
Last one, Hank Hill. Thanks for joining us.
Hank Hill? Is that what it says? Hank Hill?
Hank Hill.
All right.
Fire away.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Thanks for having me on.
It's good to have you, man.
Yeah, you know, nothing really quite gets the grill going like KCD. I mean, Kentucky Choke Day is just one of those very special days. And, you know, you can really, really taste the meat, not the heat, when Kentucky Choke Day happens. So I appreciate y'all taking my call. And my boy Bobby, I couldn't have been even more proud of him last night, lighting them cats up. So thank you.
Well done.
Go Cards, go Krogerin.
Well done.
It really was. Thank you.
Well done. Yeah, well done. Good way to end right there.
93.9 is popular in Arlington, Texas, let me tell you.
Yeah. I've always thought that we were
I can't believe
that
y'all,
was fun.
Y'all, thank you. Thank you for doing this for me, y'all.
It was a good day, wasn't it?
Thank you for doing this to me. Or for me.
Listen.
I needed this.
I'm about to go have a great past 24 hours, and I'm about to go have a great next 24 hours.
They just gotta sit in it.
Yeah. No, it's awesome.
Gotta sit in it.
No, life is good, man.
Lifetime contract.
Yeah, life is good, dude.
Oh man.
Let's go take care of Middle Tennessee so we can get that LSU matchup.
I know. That one too. Then there's that part.
I want that LSU game, man.
That's a good point. All right, Nikki, go ahead and play us out.
Yeah, this was fun.
Thanks for everybody who enjoyed. Shout out Derek A. Stewart. Shout out Citadel Roofing and Construction. DFH Company. Kentuckiana Pump Sales. All our strong, strong supporters. Rates Fence Company. Also, thank you for supporting the channel.
Well, also, quick shout out Sunday. Our guy Jeremy Wyman over at Cardinal Sports Zone is going to have Nolan Smith on at 2:00.
Boom.
So, that's all we're asking there. Yeah.
Nolan.
Get over there. Yeah, get over there and hear what he has to say. So,
who else? Barinos. Shout out to George and the Barinos team. As always, 8150 939 is the number. 3831 939 is the text line. YouTube channel Norm is made for the Ville. But this is Marcus Raven, 939 the Ville.
Now that sports have officially kicked off, there's only